Puff Dead. Oh, let's just go live.
I just, I don't know if, well, matter of fact, if, since we're here now, No B Souls, first question off the top. Who are you not going to, or who are you going to see? Like, who gets your money for a concert? I can't think of anybody.
I would say, I mean, it has to be somebody that gives lit performances. So, like, I'm not going to lie. It has to be, like, a life or death thing. So, I'm like Travis Scott. Like, I gotta really feel like
35 I'm, like, seconds.
Experience something, bro. Like, I Travis Scott, a Kanye, because you can get a Kanye rant and go viral. He might say some wild shit or smack a fan. And then I would have to think of a thug rapper that I would jump in the crowd and fight. Like, I ain't gonna lie, 2018, like Lil Pump. I don't know if y'all seen the clip of him hanging off the balcony, like swinging and kicking that one nigga. But young Lil Pump, that would have been some lit shows to go to.
Man. Uzi concert in Dom's hemisphere of the Gotta Be Lit. Uzi concert would be crazy. But right now, I already seen J. Cole. I already seen Kendrick. I say Drake, obviously. I feel like I just haven't seen Drake, so what the fuck? And he already done said Ye, but Ye, obviously. I'd say, damn. I seen a lot of concerts now, I think about it. I already done seen Cordae. If I could go back in time, I'd see Juice WRLD X. But yeah, outside
you a concert nigga for real.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen Cole, Sean, Cordae, Glizzy, Gucci. I've seen a lot of concerts. Fuck. I've been to a lot.
I've been to two concerts, both of them small venues, standing room only.
Like the Fillmore type shit? Well, not Fillmore, but
just some, like, it was like a I don't even want to say like a cafeteria. It was smaller than like a cafeteria at a high school. Damn. Yeah. it was like a band room, like, you know, like the band room in high school, and it's a little bit bigger because they playing the music, but yeah, it's pretty small. I went to Summer Walker and I went to Brent Faiyaz. And then I went to Kanye West. I could only go to a small concert for an artist that I don't know, because I feel like it's just more intimate vibes. I'll probably end up liking them. So I would have to see Kanye in a small venue. But other than that, standing up for 5 hours.
Let me be clear.
5 hours to get in. I was trying to impress a woman. 5 hours to get in. Brent was late. And Summer Walker was late. And then standing up for another like 4 hours doesn't appeal to me. People bumping each other doesn't appeal to me no more. I could live.
I know one name we definitely didn't say, like, no one heard. That's the fucking Weekend. That's a tough one. Because I ain't gonna lie, can you imagine looking yourself in the mirror and being like, I spent any amount of money to see the Weekend from 30 miles away?
Shout out to Benji. Stay home. You better man than me.
My girlfriend must love the Weekend. Hey man,
I just don't pay for it.
Welcome back to another episode of the most fabulous podcast in the world, the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. My name is Omar, and I got the guys with me. Sage, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. Dehydrated though, I'm fine.
Okay. Damo, how you doing today?
I'm good, brother Omar. How you doing, brother Sage? As y'all can see. It's the Black Takeover. This is phase one in the official conquering of Let's Keep It a Buck. All black cast. This is step one.
Oh, we got Miso's is here. Miso's here.
In spirit. So, guys,
haircut. you know, Celtics type shit.
I got a new hoodie.
Y'all are the worst.
Yo, my dog. You know, my dog and laptop. Listen, man, if you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that join button. Join button.
I see what you're saying. That's nuts.
The middle tier. That's crazy. The join button will get you access to the middle tier. The middle tier will get you access to the Discord. The Discord, I went in there the other day. Listen, bro, we rating jump shots again, talking about how unathletic the youth is. It's getting quite disgusting. I saw a survey. Sage, I told Dom about this earlier. The military is having a hard time finding people to sign up. and be actually accepted because they're failing the physical portion of it. Guess how many push-ups you have to do if you're between 17 and 21?
To military, I'd say 150, maybe.
I'll give you another guess. You got 2 minutes. How many push-ups?
Two?
Way lower than that. Way lower than
Wait,
that.
Lower?
Yes.
Way lower.
50.
Lower than that. 35 push-ups in 2 minutes. 47 okay. sit-ups in 2 minutes. And you have to run you have to run 2 miles in 16 minutes and 36 seconds.
Like zero flex. Chat, y'all can look at me and I'm not a bodybuilder. That is literally my warm-up. He's like zero flex. That's substantially less than my warm-up, bro. What is happening?
We're losing the next war. We are not winning.
Yeah, I'm about to say, We're cooked.
That's we have made every effort to make the war like digital for this exact reason. We have no chance.
No cap. This is why Ukraine has been alone this whole time. We have not went to hell.
Hey, we just sending money, right? Yo. We ain't send no backup. Hey, bro, here's some more money.
We do not have the capacity.
Yeah, we don't have manpower. Here's more money. I don't know
what that is. That is really wild.
Go pay
bro.
Some niggas, bro. I don't know. That's get some drones. Funny. Get some drones. I don't know what to tell.
If you clip anything from this stream, hashtag LKIAB. And what's the last thing I always be saying? What the fuck? Oh, we ain't got no real super chats, but this right here.
Oh yeah, yeah, we gotta yeah. Huh.
This is Baba Latinga, Wami Warriors Unite, Big Man Ting, Wagwan Mayutes. Bro, we do not
appreciate you. I appreciate you.
The hell?
Chat got broke lately. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Chat got broke lately.
Chat got broke. Recession
is affecting.
They did, bro. I mean, if they gonna say I'm lying, I'm gonna tell the truth. And the truth is, chat got broke. Chat got broke, bro.
Hey man, gas went up on niggas, bro. I feel it.
It is.
Y'all need to stay inside so y'all can donate. listen, man. Let's get right into it. This is gonna be the most silliest, laid back, non structured pod. We'll send the Q&A link out early. But have y'all seen these things about Andrew Tate?
Oh bruh, he I'm is so glad dominating. He is dominating my for you, my shorts, all that shit. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's a
Where
genius though.
Did it come
he's
from,
a,
bro?
He's a genius though.
So for those that don't know, Andrew Tate is a white male from the Manosphere, red pill community. He's an ex like mixed martial arts fighter. And then he's been on a couple of like reality shows, like I think it was Big Brothers and Lovers Island or whatever. But I mean, he's attractive for a bald white guy. I don't know. But the main thing is he's from that realm of like fresh and fit, but like a white guy. He got kicked off
is
of.
He white?
Yeah. He's white. He got kicked off of Big Brother because, you know, there was videos going around about him. I'll be going into stuff and I'm like, can I say that? But there's videos of him fighting a woman, and she's not fighting back.
I seen that clip. Yeah. He got one wild one. He got a wild one out there.
And they're saying that they have like a sexual kink or whatever. But let me play one clip to let you know what type of time this guy's on.
If a man can only cheat if he loves someone else. If I have a woman who I truly love. And I go out and fuck and I come back to her and I don't care about her and I only love my girl. That's not cheating. That's exercise. If she even talks to a dude, it's cheating.
Then shout out Zias. He stole it from Zias.
I need to be down to where Damo is. They said he's mixed.
Yeah, they
said. Someone said his mom white, dad black.
Nah. All right.
But like,
unfortunately,
have y'all heard,
he's mixed. Is crazy.
Have y'all heard like the wild shit about this nigga though? Like, I've heard
he's white.
I'm gonna just Google it. Chat versus Omar. Let me Google this.
If your mom, but let me nah. Even I don't care what they say. If your mom is white and your dad is black, you white.
So. What?
Yeah, you got a black. Is that black how it pops works? To my? Yeah. To my, you got black pops. Yeah.
Another thing before Dom,
where is he from? DC.
He's American and British. Another thing before Damo gets into it, he's most famously known for it. And this is crazy because it's in his Wikipedia. a tweet stating that women should take some personal responsibility if they put themselves in a position to be R-worded. Go ahead, Damo.
No, I was just going to say, like, it's been like a crazy week or two. I mean, that's a wild thing to say. A crazy week or two of just Andrew Tate shit. But I heard he has, like, sex slaves and, like,
yeah, what the
slaves of
Romania?
Yeah, Romania. Yeah, Romanian sex slaves and shit like that. So this dude's a, he's a fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, he's different.
I've watched some of the clips, seen some of the streams. I'd say this before we really start whatever we about to do. I'm not necessarily a fan, y'all, but I will admit, bro, smart, bro, a genius. He got the how to promote himself shit on lockdown. On lockdown. He literally his little program or whatever, apparently, and it's just off of a fucking TikTok I've seen. Apparently, the program's main thing is to just essentially promote the program. So it's a bunch of people that it's like, I don't know if it's a pyramid. I don't know if that's how it works, but like you get paid off of promoting the program. Apparently, it's crazy. Like he's hot. He's fucking he has enough hot takes. He's controversial enough to where he'll do his own type shit as well. I don't know. He's a marketing genius. However the fuck he did it, he's a marketing genius. I'll give him that.
Okay, yeah, he is. let me play this other clip because I couldn't find the other one where he talked about if his woman was in OnlyFans, but this is his response to somebody else bringing it up in a different interview.
You say a lot of stuff about women like that they're your property.
That's not what I said. I was talking about an OnlyFans company when that question was asked. But I said that if a woman is going out with a man, she belongs to that man. That's his woman. So if she wants to do OnlyFans, she owes him some money because she's his.
Well, that's crazy. That one's crazy.
So you think that a man going out with a girl, that's just your property?
That one was nuts.
I'm nuts now. Good.
If a guy and a girl is dating and a girl does OnlyFans, she owes him a cut?
She is his girl.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Because she's his.
So that is you saying that women are your property.
It's not about being property. It's about the fact that she belongs to him. And the intimate parts of her body belong to him because they're in a relationship. And if she wants to sell those, he has a stake in those intimate parts of her body.
So it's reverse.
That nigga crazy.
This nigga is something else, bro.
They ain't got it. They ain't got it. I disagree.
Why would that be a fake video? Why would that? What's fake about that? I was on a podcast. What are y'all talking? Yo, Chad is fucking retarded.
Fake is nuts. Fake is nuts.
That's a fake video.
That's a fake video. Sorry, bro.
Oh, like he fuck. Didn't say it. I want to say this because I've been seeing Sneeko lately too, and he's doubled down on that red pill manosphere aggressiveness, even to the tune of him being like lumped into these people. I want to ask y'all, do y'all feel like there's been a rise of these guys since Kevin Samuels has died?
Rise?
I don't think since he's died. Yeah. I mean, since that whole brand got popular, since Kevin Samuels and Fresh and Fit got like more popular, more of these guys sprouted up. Now Kevin Samuels dying did open up a lane for someone else to replace him. That's bound to happen. But I don't think it's a rise of people because he died. It's just agreed. That lane is growing, is relatively new, so we're gonna see more people pop up that are strong red pill niggas. Or white men in this case.
And they don't even go the route that Kevin Samuels did. Kevin Samuels is just, I'm not saying he's some like great hero or anything, but his content is misunderstood. His content definitely is a little misunderstood.
All right, yeah, let me say, I don't think that they're linked, but they all, you know, and this is what happens. They all, you know, you get linked in with people that you probably aren't or shouldn't be linked in with, but they're all like kind of connected in some sort of way. Manosphere, red pill, like all that other stuff. But I don't know. I guess like you saying, Damo, since all of them like began that way, Fresh and Fit, Kay Samuels and a couple of other wannabes, I feel like I just been seeing them more and they get only like more and more extreme. They get more and more extreme as the days go on. Crazy Banana says, Andrew Tate sounds like a Family Guy cutaway.
Like, I can imagine in 3 years there's gonna be a Family Guy cutaway where they're talking about the manosphere and
I actually see that. I very much see
y'all,
that.
Do y'all think this has actual effect though on like the kids that watch this stuff?
Yeah. There's motherfuckers in the chat that are saying like, oh my God, he's hilarious.
Top G. Hilarious about this, Top G. Nah, Top G's hilarious. I ain't gonna lie. Saying Top G after some random wild shit is funny. That's objectively funny. But everything else, nah, the real shit he's saying is actually fucked up, y'all. What the hell? What's going on?
Y'all think they go out like the little ones in the chat? Because I don't think, let me not say that. I was gonna say I think Andrew Tate doesn't live this life, but then again, there's a video of him.
He does. He really does live this life.
Well, let me say, what's the nigga's name? Fresh and Fit. I know one name is Myron and Samuel.
I haven't watched more than five minutes.
Myron and Samuel, Arthur and Binky, Arthur and Buster. What's it called? I know that they don't live this life for real. Do you think that some of these people in like chat and people on the internet that are entertaining it, that are like championing it, their name is not Myron and Byron? That can't be it. I'm sorry. Because that's too rhymey, bro.
Myron and Byron seeming up as well.
Myron and Byron. But do you think people are actually going out there like consuming this and being like going on dates and saying, you're my property as a woman, or like, I own your body type shit?
Nah, I have them niggas ain't that bold.
I think niggas, it's an influx. It's more niggas that are trying to put this facade on what they think is like Walter's crazy. That is his name. Walter. It is Walter.
Jesus, yeah, it's crazy. Walter. It's Walter.
But I think it is more niggas who are like trying to adopt this persona of a red pill nigga now. Like they see the Myron and Byrons of the world, the Kevin Samuels, they see the Andrew Tates, and they're like, you know what? I'm not getting women, so let me try this and see how it goes. And it's putting them in terrible situations.
Yeah, you said exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, these motherfuckers that get desperate, and then their ideology is that let me just base this woman, let me just bring her down to my level, rather than trying to get to a level where she'd want me. So it's a cop out. It's a cop out in a way.
I will say this: I am so happy I'm not in like high school anymore, or like I'm not young as young right now, because living in a society where the women are growing up on some fuck nigga free shit and the men are growing up on red pill community shit, oh my God, schools must be toxic. Like you,
yeah, oh
schools,
my God, young adult, like freshman college right now.
Oh man, it's bro, the word. That 16 to 22, that has to be the most troubling time in niggas' lives right now.
Bro, imagine like, I know y'all seen, I don't know if it's a topic, I've known y'all seen that one clip that set off a bunch of other clips where the dude ain't pay for like 18 friends. Mm-hmm. Bro, imagine a motherfucking Tate Jr. and then a hot girl Summers light in the same class. Oh God, bro.
I know for a fact,
I can't imagine it.
The only faith that I have is that the fuck nigga free women, at the end of the day, this might sound crazy, but women don't really live that life. Like they want to be booed up. Like, oh, if you notice all the city girls, all of them, I was finna say bitches, all of them women is cuffed, laid up. All of they men's ain't shit. Like Uzi be slapping women and JT go out there. Oh, I'm a city girl. I scam niggas. And she was running after him crying because he didn't want to commit to her in a relationship. And the same thing with like Young Miami. Her boyfriend was hitting on somebody, I think. He was like dead ass like in domestic violence charges. And she was going back and forth to him. The allegations about P. Diddy being gay. Come on now. Like, all that shit is fake. Now, I think that some of these little incel niggas really feel like this is the way to go. And two things you don't have. One, you're not attractive enough to pull off this shit. And two, you ain't got enough money. Especially if you're in high school. What does a high schooler look like saying like, yo, I need part of your money because this is I own this. All right, bro.
You're my property. She just says, all right, bet, buy me. Ball up and buy me then. All right, bet. This the price you get. You ain't had a price, homie.
No. Crazy. Omar, you're right. The women preaching it, the Cardi B's, the Meg Thee Stallions, the City Girls, they definitely aren't living this life. But you have to look at the step, like the level under that. So the women who are the women who are bottle girls, the women who are strippers and shit like that, and not like the, oh, I'm stripping the fucking pay off school, which that's an overrated narrative. I ain't gonna lie. But outside of the women like that, there are women out here truly living to finesse niggas. Just like there 100%. Are niggas that are truly out here trying to live the red pill like lifestyle. Like obviously the Myron and Byrons, them niggas got exposed for not living that life. They're the niggas preaching it. But the people they're preaching it to, those people are actually practicing it. Like the city girls might not be practicing that shit, but the 12,000 bitches that are singing that shit and are twerking on their cars, recording on their fucking Androids, talking about fuck nigga free, those bitches is really practicing that shit.
Only thing I would say behind that though is like, if they are practicing it, I feel like it's less of them, and they're gonna come around because they're gonna realize they're lonely and then settle down with some ain't shit nigga. Because that's what I see more.
What happened. It's a phase. It's a phase. I agree. That's the perfect way to say it. It's a phase.
It's a huge phase, and it's short lived. And then they settle down with some ain't shit nigga, get pregnant, and then it's trying to figure it out from there, trying to get a Mr. Right, you know, whatever afterwards. But that shit don't happen. But I don't know. I feel like some of these incels, I done seen some 30-year-old niggas talk like fresh and fit niggas for real. I actually seen this in real life, and I was scared. I thought it only existed on the internet.
Yeah, nah, this shit's real, and it's sad, bro. Like, we really don't ever evolve. I've been saying we've been regressing as of late. It's crazy. We're really going back to Neanderthal, like, just barbarian, you're born this way, therefore we live this way type shit. It's getting out of hand again.
But y'all do need to stop, all y'all women. Again, fuck nigga free. Y'all can chant that out. Remember that. Glorilla got a man, and she got some money off of that. If you out here saying fuck nigga free, and you got a busted down car, and a half a job, cut that out, boo.
Nah,
you actually living that life. Oh no, I can't even start to form relationships. I'm fuck nigga free. Every man ain't no fuck nigga. And you're gonna be lonely and looking like a clown. No cap.
I can't say they equate to red pill, but it is a strong second in terms of most annoying shit going on today. It's just annoying. Like grown adults wanting to be children. You want literally to be taken care of like you're a child. It's crazy.
I seen this one post this woman put up, genuinely serious too, because sometimes I'd be like, oh, these motherfuckers is just capping for the internet. Nah, she genuinely believed this. It was along the lines of the girl that had all her friends pull up and wanted to be paid for. Sis basically said, and I quote, any real nigga knows if it's my birthday, me and my friends are being paid for by you, not just me.
Yeah, it's
where do they make frozen. These bitches? Like, where do they make these people, bro?
Motherfucking Toys R Us. You know what's crazy? It's like, dude, like, with those women, not the girl that said that, because obviously she believes what she believes, but like, with those women, the plus ones and twos and threes, would they genuinely want just your random nigga to pay? And would they genuinely want their random nigga to pay? Like, That's not human beings, bro. Like I know some women that would actually get mad if their nigga was like, "Oh, I'll just pay for you and all your friends," or let alone if it was just a plus one type thing. They would be like, "Why you want to pay for her?" Type shit. I don't know. Shit's weird now.
I feel like, and there's some other cases because I didn't mention like Young Don and. Damn, Sage, what's going on over there? I didn't mention niggas like Young Don because he keeps doubling down. I gotta see if I can pull it up. I don't know if y'all
He said something else.
Yeah, and it's just at this point, I don't know what he wants or what he's trying to prove or whatever the case. I had to block him because of it. Because no, he all of a sudden he became one of those people, you know, you don't follow this person, but you just see all their like tweets and stuff like that. Mm. That's what Young Don became for me. I don't know how it shit is getting out of pocket, but so I started seeing his tweets. Here it is. And this is like a series of tweets where he just starts ranting about like the Bible and why Christianity is the better religion and X, Y, and Z. So he says the Quran was written by one man. If I was tasked with the job of writing one book, making it logically consistent from beginning to end is easy. Harry Potter is a perfect example of another fictional book written by one person that is consistent from Jesus. Beginning to end.
What?
And then he goes on. Because, again, he's going back and forth with people in the comments. No response. No response, huh? Also, here are some things the Quran claims. The moon splits in two. There is a firmament over the earth. The sun sets in a muddy pond, and that semen comes from the between the backbone and the ribs. Care to explain these?
Almost.
And yeah, a lot of people is like, a lot of people are cooking him or whatever. But I finally just got fed up when he just started criticizing people's religion.
Yeah, that's
a part of like the manosphere. It's like thinking your perception is like correct over anybody else's, not leaving room for gray area or understanding or anything like that. And I don't know.
We've all done it, but I've definitely been a major thing of in terms of the NBA community always thinking they know every fucking thing. But it's definitely I've retracted that because it's just a real life thing at this point. It's just everybody just thinks they know everything. And I'm a very arrogant motherfucker. Like TSO Sage is the one saying this. And I'm like, I know there's times where I just am wrong or I don't know. And at that point, just like, I'm not saying don't speak. I'm not ever trying to say people can't talk at all. But if you're uninformed or misinformed, make it clear that you're misinformed. Don't just have some like dickhead take and then just run with it. Like, you know how easy it is to debunk Christianity? I'm a Christian, so I'm not saying this as atheist. It's dumb easy to be like, yo, how the fuck did all them animals fit on a wooden ark? like it's dumb. Like, we could do this all day. It's dumb easy to debunk Christianity. But like, bro, that's my faith. I'm not going to then question what you believe in based on your faith because I don't believe the scientific parts of certain stories and shit. You can do that with endless religions. I'm not going to say all because I'm not aware of all, but it's endless religions you can do that to.
Can't do it with Scientology.
I'm gonna let people live though. Like, I'm gonna let people live. Like, even if I don't agree, like, I feel like it's silly or whatever the fuck, I'm gonna just let people live. Like, who cares, bro? Like, I don't know.
I just never understood why people are so, and this goes along with the religion thing. This goes along with the gay marriage when that was real big. Like, I feel like that kind of died down now for the most part. But when I was real big, why are so many people concerned with what makes other people happy?
That's what, like, I'm saying.
Like, thank religion you. Is nothing but people that don't know what the fuck this life is about, and they're just looking for a way to have faith into something. Why? I don't care if you believe in Christianity, if you believe in Buddhism, if you're fucking eight. I don't care what you do, as long as you got something that keeps you going at the end of the day.
Facts.
Like,
bro.
Why do you care, bro? Like, they should be happy.
That shit gets people up in the morning, and it gets people like throughout the day. So I'm literally not gonna be upset if you think that, I don't know, you got fired from your job, your house burned down, your wife cheated on you, your son died, but you're gonna keep going because some other religion that I don't agree with is, like, you know what I'm saying, keeping you going. Who am I to come in and say, hey bro, not gonna lie, all that stuff happened to you because you ain't believe in Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine the inverse too. Imagine someone, like, I know endless, my grandmother been through the bullshit. Imagine if one day my smug ass drove down to Virginia, walked through the door, and was like her crying, praying, literally on her bed praying for her children. And I'm just like, you wasting your time. That nigga's not real. like, what the fuck, bro? That's what gets her through the shit. Then let that be, that's what get her through the shit, even if I don't believe in it, bro. Chill.
What was Jesus at the beginning of that shit, Grams? I don't know. Gray says we taking more steps back with that crazy stuff. Marcelo, this nigga wanna be my brother so bad. I like the diversity in the offseason. Y'all not talking about LeBron versus MJ for the 1,000th time. We got an answer. It's LeBron. This nigga crazy says Buddhism sounds good.
Nah, they was killing you, bro. They was killing
you. I seen it. I just ignored it. I ignored it. Suck a dick.
Yeah.
Speaking of like the typical media cycle, because we talk about shit for real. Speaking of Buddhism. But nah. I was literally going down my feed, and have y'all like see that First Take is still talking about, oh my God, is the Lakers gonna be?
Let me go to First Take right now. Hold on, let me do this live reaction.
Not First Take, undisputed.
Okay, bad.
Bro.
Go to their YouTube channel and look at the clips. Yes,
Skip and Shannon are still. It is literally July 21st, random ass motherfucking Thursday, and they woke up this morning to say, I don't know, man. I feel like LeBron and Russ might. Can they do it? We don't know. Like, bro, who the fuck
in the past? In the past 3 days on this channel, you have LeBron has reportedly seen enough of Russell Westbrook. Dot dot dot. Katie wanting Kyrie out. Should the Lakers cut Russ? Skip reacts to LeBron defending Tatum. Shannon reacts to LeBron defending Tatum. LeBron, Westbrook, and AD vow to make the Lakers work. LeBron defends Tatum for the third time. LeBron's appearance at the, I assume, the little Drew League or whatever. Shannon loved what he saw at the Drew League. LeBron drops 42 at the Drew League. And Kyrie Irving skips Drew League game to help Lakers, dot, dot, dot. Oh, and also Russell Westbrook parting with his agent. This is crazy.
Shit is disgusting. I literally have no clue.
Like, bro, talk football, bro. I mean, they do talk football, but like, there's like endless shit to talk about in football. Just talk about football. It's not dark.
Bro, talk about baseball, bro. Like, talk about active sports. Like, talk about anything. The baseball All-Star game was literally like 24, 48 hours ago. Home Run Derby was crazy. Talk about active sports. Why are you talking about LeBron James for a straight week? In the off, this nigga didn't even go to the playoffs, bro. Like, are the Rays that crazy?
Yeah, niggas know the NBA is down bad right now. There's no diss to nobody, but even the Spaces know they down bad.
Oh my god,
niggas know, bro. So it's like, bro, just talk about football, bro.
They did a segment the other day, and I clicked on it, and they were like, you know, why baseball is failing or whatever, because they honored Jackie Robinson at the All-Star game, and they were like. Part of it was the media coverage and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? That's the same thing I'll say about like the WNBA or hockey or whatever. But right here, y'all are. I go on y'all clips channel for the past 3 days. 90% of the clips is LeBron. Oh, LeBron went and got wheatgrass shots. You know, the last time he got wheatgrass shots was in Miami. So you know what that means. Okay, bro. Shit is disgusting.
Yeah, the shit for the past week has been nothing in terms of basketball, nothing outside of LeBron, Russell Westbrook, or Kevin Durant. It's been one of those three names, except for one. I'm staying corrected. James Harden signing a contract, and I guarantee you they bring up Kevin Durant.
Sage, I'm glad you brought up the Spaces because that shit. Have y'all been seeing some of these space titles and what niggas is talking about?
Oh, like I said, bruh. It's no diss. It's just the whole community's bored. It's no diss. I've seen them.
Niggas was bored. I got on Twitter one day. It's like 2-3 o'clock in the fucking afternoon. I get on Twitter. That shit said top 25 tight ends of all time. I said, you niggas got nothing to do. Y'all got nothing to do fucking 3 o'clock on a Monday. Nigga, top 25. Who the fuck cares?
Like, I don't know the top 25 tight ends right now.
Like, I can't name like, 25 tight
like,
ends.
Like, once we start naming Logan Thomas. All right, bro. You don't care. No way. You don't care. Logan Thomas or Cameron Brake. Shut up.
Hey, this is starting to look like how like Green Room looked like once we got off.
Facts,
of
bro.
Niggas is doing fucking verses and shit. Fucking Usher versus T-Pain. Like, bro, who the fuck? Who cares?
The one that got me was Kyrie versus Giannis 2023. And I was like,
oh god.
What could you possibly in this room be comparing between those two players that makes this like a conversation? It's the silliest shit I ever seen. Love them to death, but
love, but y'all bored.
I want to get a bag, but niggas is not getting bags doing this shit. So I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, it's on Spaces. Shit, you get the followers. Get the followers.
Speaking of same old, I think it's time that a lot of people start to switch up their routine. And the only way that I know to switch up your routine as far as hygiene goes for a man,
okay,
it's through Manscaped. You feel me? Listen, man, proud sponsor of the pod. You see the code down below, 20% off Manscaped and free shipping if you use that code BUCK20. Damo, take it away.
Amen. Say, man, you already know. Got the crop exfoliator, you know, exfoliate them crops. Crop gel, because gelling them crops is always motherfucking important. And of course, you got the handy dandy schmandy. I don't even know which model this is. I'm gonna keep it hot, but this razor is nice. As you can see, I haven't used it yet. That's because it's too nice to use. No cap. That's it, right? Other than that, it's the fucking box. This shit is nice. What is it called?
on, listen.
They also got your toiletries like deodorant and chapstick. I want to shout that out.
Yeah. Oh, extra razors, nigga. Extra razors. Yeah.
Now, the three chapsticks.
Yeah,
the three chapsticks. You know, I be losing them motherfuckers before they close out, but I just keep one in every place that, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. I got one in the guard. Until that joint, I got one in the guard.
There we go, bro. I got the chapstick strategically placed. Use that code BUCK20. Let me take a second to tell these kids how to use this stuff. Listen, bro. Don't get the gel and just slather it all in your nuts, okay? Don't use the gel and just slather it all in your nuts. Take a little dab, see if it works with your skin. I'm surprised because it actually did work with my skin. But take a little dab, test it out on your skin first, and then go from there.
Yeah, don't become a reptile.
Rookie the Violet Hour says, the RP issue. What is RP? Role play,
I think. I'm a fucking YouTuber. That's the only thing I can think of. Roleplay.
The real problem issue.
I'm assuming
is no Domo. You don't got no guess, RP.
I'm thinking relief pitcher. I'm still thinking baseball.
The relief pitcher issue is that people who don't. Yo, send what that means, bro.
Red pill.
Okay.
Red pill.
Oh wow, we're okay. Terrible.
We're stupid. Okay. We're stupid.
The red pill issue is that people who don't agree can't provide a better worldview than trying to get your money, body, and social skills in order, then try to get women. That's what they preach, but...
Half of them ain't got one of those three, if not two.
Crazy Banana says, who cares about baseball, though?
I remember the days where I was young and immature, and didn't care about baseball. And then, you know, I graduated elementary school and grew up.
I still can't do it. I'm a child. I can't do it. I can't watch the game, bro. I can't watch it.
Tyrone says, people really want to operate under the same constraints they do. People who operate under sufferance for a cause they deem to be greater than themselves will inflict that suffering onto others. Which is facts.
Who do you quote, though?
Get these Christians out of here. Says Kenny Lussell Lesbrook says Kenny Pickett rookie of the year.
I'm a Steelers fan and that's a scorcher.
MD says LeBron is probably the most famous and well-known athlete in America. I might hate it, but he brings views and makes media channels money. Did they talk about MJ this much? I mean, I know sports shows weren't like that, but I'm pretty sure
he would have if you would have put social media in the 90s. You don't think niggas would have been?
For sure.
And sure. Also, the contact that Undisputed makes is not to be evergreen, so I wouldn't spam LeBron. I would just talk about current shit. Yeah, I would just talk about current shit. I see where he's coming from, though, because that is true.
I mean, Skip Bayless has made a career off of talking LeBron, yeah. So I'm not surprised.
Facts.
RP, rope people.
Rope people?
Red pill people are selling the 1% life knowing 90% of their fans won't make it and just adopt toxic mentalities with no basis. However, the rope people has helped men figure out things in their life. Much love. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's a very generous one, but the only argument that you could nastily argue, and I'm not siding with it, I'm literally playing devil's advocate, is that the red pill people are essentially telling men to build themselves up and to become this guy that a woman would desire rather than just trying to be a loser. I suppose, but it's the execution behind it that I cannot. There's several ways to tell a man to gain self-confidence, hit the fucking gym, get the fucking bag without...
Delivery definitely matters, bro. I don't know why they acting like that. Big M says green pill community stand up. It's not even a super chat, but Gryffindor says, what is green pill?
I was thinking the same thing.
Crazy Banana says, I'd rather talk about Buddhism. And then I think, maybe he didn't send another one. Listen, I want to talk about this other thing that just came across my timeline. There's been this surge in people sending food, specifically the pink sauce lady. Is this it? I think this is it. No, this isn't it.
Whoa.
we might get claimed for that one. We might get claimed for that.
You just started having fun. You just started having fun.
We need to talk about pink sauce and why a lot of people are concerned for the people that have bought this sauce from the lady that makes it on TikTok. Because the hue of the sauce keeps changing. Every photo, every video, the sauce color looks different. And also, she doesn't describe what it actually tastes like. I don't know if it is to promote it, get people to buy it, just to see what it tastes like, but she will not describe the taste. She says it's because she cannot describe the taste. I've been hearing it kind of tastes like ranch, not exactly ranch, but basically ranch. Now that people have purchased it and received it, they're noticing that there's a lot of stuff that's really sketchy with the bottle. The nutrition facts seem to be off. It says there's 444 servings. Some of the ingredients are spelled wrong. The website also just seems so poorly put together. Like, what is this? Why does it say this? It's literally like $20 for a bottle, and a lot of people are now worried that this creator is going to be facing lawsuits. The sauce was also arriving in the mail in these bags. They were not like boxed up with bubble wrap, and we're talking about liquid sauce here, so obviously some people were receiving them literally exploded. It's honestly so sad. I'm really rooting for small businesses, but when it comes to food, you need to be careful with what you're buying and the safety and everything.
Tell Wanda tighten up. No, tell Wanda tighten up. This Pepto sauce that you're selling is crazy.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
So the crazy thing behind it is that like people are legitimately getting sick.
I bet eating
this sauce. I'm talking about like had to go to the hospital. One lady told a story about her having to go to the hospital because she consumed the sauce and it made her stomach hurt.
Natural selection.
Thank you.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all remember the hood cooking nigga from TikTok like months ago? The nigga that was like in the trailer and he would record the videos of him making hood meals. This nigga had his own like spices and shit. And I thought about it then. Why the fuck are people buying these products from niggas from TikTok? The nigga that does the fucking seafood broils with fucking juice and shit. Niggas buying his seasonings. Why are y'all buying shit from these niggas on TikTok? So, yes, anybody that got sick and got food poisoning from buying pink Pepto sauce from a bitch on TikTok, natural selection. You deserve it.
I agree 100%. Aesthetics matter, too, and I'm going to just say it. There is no way you look at a nice, nice, soft chicken taco. Or was it a hard shell? A nice chicken taco. Got some lettuce on it and shit, and you're just like, what if that bitch has some pink panther on it? There is no way. Like, I'm not going to lie. There's no pink sauce going on a taco. It's just not. There's no pink sauce going on a burger. It's just not happening.
They put the pink sauce on a piece of fried chicken, on a Big Mac and fries, and then on a taco. What the fuck are y'all
eating?
What does it not go on?
What is it not going on? Any sauce that you can, any sauce that you are trying to argue goes on everything cannot be trusted.
Look at this. Simple as that. Look at that pink.
12-in-1 sauce, nigga. That's
and
nasty.
Then you see that pink. But then look at this pink.
That looks like Play-Doh. That looks like slime.
That looks like slime. Nickelodeon shit.
That looks like slime, bro.
Why are all these different color pinks, though?
Oh, my God. This is nasty. I'm disgusted. And that,
444 is like angel numbers. That's what they're saying. All the numbers on the back she put are angel numbers. And the main thing is like she's spelling things wrong. It's she spelled vinegar like V-I-N-G-E-R. She spelled chili, I think, like I think it's like chili, like you're cold, like C-H-I-L-L-Y.
Jesus Christ.
But that's what like these are the ingredients that make up the pink sauce. So wait, let me see. Is this the other one? No, this isn't the other one. So people are, again, she's not the only one that's shipping out food. Okay. This is another person. This is an example of one gone good. So we'll show one that's gone.
Hey, y'all, what's up? Let's put this crawfish spicy bowl kit together. You heard me. Only at the original New Orleans snack box, period. With the barrel crawfish. Don't play with it. Y'all better check it out. We got the barrel shrimp, the barrel crawfish. We got the piglet. We have the sausage. What else we have? We have the pickles, pig feet, all kinds of stuff, y'all. Go hit that link in the bio. But look at him. You know what you seen today. The original New Orleans snack box. Don't play around. I know it's a lot of spicy bowls that's going around, and they be looking so good, y'all. But One thing about mine, this sauce is what's going to set mine apart. You heard me? Let's go. You're going to only get this sauce from the original New Orleans snack box, baby, nowhere else, and it ain't to be duplicated.
Now, that is actual crawfish, and they are shipping this across the country, not refrigerated, to a plethora of people.
Oh, so they're going to die.
There's no way you can ship food like that across the country and not expect people to get sick. You
freeze your food, dumb. What are y'all doing?
TikTok's making folks lose common sense.
This is like dead ass. This is crazy. And the fact that that bitch said pig feet, pig lips, fucking crawfish. Not, first of all, she said pig lips, and I mainly thought Larry, and I forgot that the motherfuckers is in New Orleans. Y'all know Larry eat pig lips. That's a Discord secret. Larry has a jar of fucking pig lips. He just goes over there, unscrews them, and just grabs like a pickle. So I guess this is a New Orleans thing. The fact that y'all are shipping pig lips, pig feet, fucking pig tail, fucking pig fucking toes, all in the goddamn crate, and not refer... Natural selection. You buy that shit, you're a fucking idiot.
Nah, yeah, this is natural selection.
E3 wants to know real quick who y'all got picked winning the Super Bowl. I
actually don't know. Like, not even on some dickhead shit. I know it's random. I don't know.
I got
football's exciting.
Fins up, bitch.
Seattle Seahawks and Jaguars in the Super Bowl. He's lying. And I got the Jaguars coming up.
Big fans.
Shit. Y'all make it before Seattle.
Nah, I got the Seahawks in the bowl. Let me play this last one. And again, I don't know what this craze is where people are. I understand, like, to an extent. You live in Minnesota. You don't got seafood where you are. You live in Wyoming or some shit. And you probably do have seafood, but you know what I mean. Like, it's a different type of seafood. So you want to get a good, fresh taste. You see all these TikToks. The food looks good. I remember when I was a kid watching Ed, Edd n Eddy and the Jawbreakers, like, I really wanted to taste them. Now, if somebody ever, matter of fact, I probably would buy candy cross country. Candy cross country is not bad. It's candy. But I would never see a TikTok of somebody making some type of fresh food and shipping it cross country.
If you ever want to order a spicy bowl, I'm here to tell you don't do it. I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Take it out your cart, put it back. If you don't live in the same city as them girls, don't do it. If you don't live in the same city as whoever is selling these spicy bowls, do not buy that shit, okay? Because I wish somebody would have told me. I ordered this spicy bowl on May 27th, okay? It said 5 to 7, you know, business days to ship out for processing time, whatever, whatever. You know, that's cool with me. I'm fine. So my shit gets shipped out on the 7th day, which would be last week Friday. Because of the holidays or whatever, I know they don't ship out on weekends, which is cool. So my shit gets shipped out on Friday. So it's supposed to be 2-day shipping now. So if it was shipped out on a Wednesday, it probably would have been here Friday. But because it was shipped out on a Friday, my shit took Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just got here Monday. In the heat now. The heat, the south heat, the heat, okay? The heat, all right? I'm so excited for this spicy bowl, y'all. I cut the box open. Mind you, I'm smelling something outside the box. I cut the box open. Open it up to see what's good. This is what's in my bowl. This is what's in my box. Spoiled crawfish, hot-ass hot sausage, and pickles. Y'all, if y'all could smell this shit and smell how it smells, oh my God. I gotta find a way to get this smell at my house now.
I'm so shocked. Oh shit. It's actually, it's spoiled? You're telling me that, like, when you order some food and it's not given to you in like 15, 20 minutes, let alone 5 days, it's just like, it doesn't taste the same anymore. Oh, fuck, I didn't know that. It's like milk has an expiration date entirely. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
How did she think that was going to work? Oh, like, fuck. I feel like after you hear, oh, it's going to take 4 to 5 days for the shipping, that right there is a red flag. But how do you think they're going to ship? You think they're going to ship it in an ice box straight to you? Like, bitch, you stay in the middle of motherfucking Alabama. How did you think that shit was going to get shipped to you? Like, it's 105 degrees outside. They're trying to
ship it in an ice box now.
They try to ship it in an ice box, but the ice just, after 4 days of shipping, and I don't know if niggas know how, like, those places ship stuff. This stuff sits in the back of trailers.
I was about to say, y'all ain't worked at Amazon. That's what that tells. These places
are sitting in warehouses. And you think they, whoa, hey. Janice's box is here.
That's Missandra's chicken Alfredo. Chill.
Take this to the break room and put it in the freezer until the driver is ready to ship it, and then put it in the front seat with him and had an air on. That is not how that shit works. This is exactly what they do.
Goof.
Box.
With no tags. Right.
Get him out of there. Your shit gonna be shaking up. Like it wasn't, and then she talking about, I gotta get the smell out the house. Take the box out the house first. You nasty bitch.
She did all that for that TikTok. Talk about some. I gotta get the smell out the house. The box is sitting right there.
Yeah, I'm about to say there's open. No way. My mom would literally be like, "What's that at the door? It fucking stinks." And punt the box, and that's it. Like the smell never even gets inside.
My mom did this one time when we was in high school. Like she ordered. Supposed to be some special fish, and it came like half of the package came in the first 2 days. Like literally, like it said, 2 day shipping. That shit came 2 days. Next one, it took all that time. It came on dry ice. That dry ice was melted, nigga. The fish was. First of all, you thought we brought it in the house? Hell no. That shit went straight to the trash. And then the company gave a refund though. But man, that ain't no real company. That's Latasha. She got big clackety clack nails.
This is racist.
That ass, nigga. She got clackety clack nails. Her eyelashes look like this when she blink.
Yo, this is wild.
And she sent out that nasty ass shit. That was, you know what type of cooler that was? That ass. Go up to the gas station. You know how they had those styrofoam coolers?
Right.
She bought one of those. Put some ice in Ziploc bags. And put some duct tape and then a label on it. They shipped it out just like that.
That's hey man, natural selection, man. That's what these motherfuckers
do. Yeah, natural selection. I ain't got nothing else to say.
I'm Dizzy says all this color pill rep. Shout out the blue pill gang. Yo, stop talking about the pills.
Yeah, I'm about to say I'm not tapped in. What does that mean?
Everybody watch out for Bengals. Are gonna be a problem.
I can't wait. They're frauds.
School system failed them all. Yeah, he's talking about the people that are ordering the food on. I just would never like. Yeah, who orders food?
Ordering all this is seafood, like that seafood at that. Like, I understand dry and canned goods, okay, but literal seafood, nigga. Like, why would you think that is a smart thing to do? Yeah, you stay in California and you ordering seafood from fucking Florida. Like, why do you think that's gonna go your way?
And not having a company ship it either.
Some random woman on fucking TikTok walking down Bourbon Street. She's shipping in your shit. Like, all right, bro.
Like, I've always argued that people don't use Google enough, but fuck that. Do people like do professions that they've had no expertise in? Like, have you even worked at a Chick-fil-A or a Chipotle or something? There's no way you've never once had a customer forget an item, come back, and they're like, oh shit, I left those fries like an hour ago. It's all right, I got it. Like, bro, bro, make me some new fries, motherfucker. Like, come on, bro.
I don't know. Unk says, how many do-rags is too many? I got like 20.
I have less than that, which is crazy. In your world, I do this shit for insane.
You only need like 5.
Yeah.
Reading is hard. I ain't gonna lie. Pops ordered me one. Low key tired of this pedigree. This is from your dog, Dumb.
That's crazy. He's just disappointed.
This is a genuine person in the community now. Like,
Huncho says, about to run a fade. I'd say wish me luck, but I'm about to violate. You came to the podcast before this?
That's
you came to wish for luck in the fucking podcast.
That's the curly dude, hairy dude, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huncho about to get punched the fuck out and not pop up in this world tonight.
Yeah, I'm about to say, all right, bro, go crazy.
Like, nigga, you know you got to pull up in this world.
Niggas
right?
Be talking reckless on that shit. All right, bro, yeah, you got it. Facts.
E3 down. Don't lose.
Oh, my fault.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't lose and pop up in there with Taylor. He already talked. Oh, I was about to say some wild shit. Never mind.
But E3 Dow says.
I was about to go wild.
You're actually weird.
He says frauds. Sage, you're a Steelers fan. The Steelers are one of the biggest frauds.
We have no expectations, and we are underrated every year. Madden thinks Myles Garrett clears TJ Watt.
Underrated?
Yes, we are literally like an 8-9 game lock, and niggas act like we haven't won 5.
All right, bro.
What do you mean?
Oh,
saying,
whoa,
come on, man.
Okay. Durag Dave says, you don't eat crawfish unless you make it yourself. Well, speaking of that, Durag Dave, and I don't have the video for that. Another one that I saw doing the research for this, there's somebody else who literally sends out crawfish as well. And somebody else was complaining about the crawfish being dead. Again, I don't know what these people want. I truly do not know what these people want at this point.
Do they want live crawfish shipped to them?
They want live crawfish, but again, if you're shipping crawfish from Louisiana to like Seattle, I mean, I don't expect fresh crawfish. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
Maybe two of them bitches is fresh.
I don't need shellfish. I literally wouldn't know.
Let me see. Is this
that hat in there?
Oh no, that's not what I wanted to see.
Saying Steelers have 6 rings. I'm talking about the last 2 years, dog. I'm talking about the Asian lady. Steelers.
I don't even know how to, you know, preface this one, but let's just hear what this Asian lady has to say.
Abortion's worse than slavery. I don't care if this hurts your feelings. I don't care. Abortion is the number one worst human rights issue that has ever happened on American soil.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I thought I was about to debate chat about football chat.
I don't even know if this is the right follow up clip.
Yeah.
Abortion's worse than slavery. I don't care if this hurts your feelings. I don't care. Abortion is the number one worst human rights issue that has ever happened on American soil.
Anyone who's pro choice agrees with slavery.
Hmm.
You know why? They say, my body, my choice. It's exactly what slave owners said. Oh, that's my body. I can do with it whatever I want. I own that body. I paid for that body. That it's body's mine. I can do whatever I want with it. That's not slavery. It's not the same thing. It's funny that you're a white man. You're talking about slavery. I know, Cope Harder, you agree with slavers.
Cope and seed, nice. Motherfucker.
They're like, someone was like, what does that even mean? And I just said, yeah.
Wait, I didn't watch the videos before the podcast. I'm not going to lie.
What the fuck did he say? I didn't think it could get worse. Pro-choice, they might as well agree with slavery. My body, my choice. When them white men bought them niggas, that's what they said. It's my property.
I cannot stand when people act stupid on purpose.
Yo, no way.
My fault, y'all.
Oh, you got another clip?
I didn't watch the videos before
I guess I have to make it obvious, like paying for another body and claiming it as property, that was the problem, not what you did with said. God, bro, like god damn, bro. What is happening?
Can I ask, why does every fucking thing has to be compared to a black issue? First, gays were comparing what they're going through to civil rights issues. Like, oh, this is worse than civil rights. The civil rights era in the 60s. Niggas were saying that. Now niggas is saying abortion is way worse than slavery? Why us? Why are we thrown into this every time?
Because it's the same way that I'm going to keep it easy for the basketball niggas. It's the same way when motherfuckers compare everybody to LeBron or a point guard to Curry. You know who the fuck had the wildest shit done. So as a result, because you want to feel so special or because you want to push an agenda, you're going to go to the furthest limit possible. It is I don't know why people want to feel oppressed. This shit sucks. I'm telling you, this shit's actually trash, bro. Like, stop trying to find the revenue to be just as down bad. It's not cool. I love being a black man. Listen, don't clip me out of context, weirdos. But like, the shit, oppression is not nice. Like, it's not like that. It's not a flex, my boy. It's not cool. So I don't know why people love being victims. I really don't.
I ain't gonna lie. I really wish both of them would have actually caught COVID. Like when it first came out, niggas didn't know what to do. I wish they would have
got it. We don't blame her. Craig says, I'm white and formally requesting a trip. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that before. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's cool. It's cool. I'm not. It's levels of stupidity where I can't take it. I can't take it.
I will make a video about that.
go stop it.
Yeah, I will. Wait, let me drop this. Q&A link is being dropped. I will make a video. Yeah, man. We should do this more often. We should just react to videos.
I don't know about y'all.
I don't know about y'all. This was a fire pod. I know niggas see Q&A, they gonna do it. This was a fire pod.
That nigga thought he said, hold on. I gotta double down. Oh, wait, let me see, because it's a 2-minute one too. I don't know what the fuck.
I wanted to talk about today.
Sure.
I want to unpack this. Abortion is worse than slavery.
This is all you. So single camera.
People thought, I mean, I think people think that I was just saying this to be explosive, that I was just trying to get a rise, trying to be edgy, or what's the word? I don't know.
Provocative.
Trying to be provocative. Thank you. People thought I was just trying to be provocative, but I mean this, and I'm going to unpack what I mean by this. So first of all, a very common question is, why do you feel the need to compare the two?
Mm-hmm.
They're both injustices. I feel the need to compare the two because our society is completely desensitized to what abortion is.
Yeah.
And our generation, especially in Gen Z, has no idea how atrocious abortion is and what a human rights issue it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually really useful to say that abortion is worse than slavery because it really forces people to think. Because what's the worst human rights issue that everybody talks about? Slavery. And yes, of course, it was heinous. It was wrong. It was immoral. It was disgusting. We all know that. But once you put slavery and abortion in the same sentence, it really forces you to understand the true atrocities of abortion. I've said this many times.
Yeah.
It is the number one human rights issue that is going on in our country right now.
There was a guy who commented on that post on TikTok when I put that meme up, and a lot of people were going nuts. I forget who he responded to, but I think it was some girl that was like, as a black woman, this is horrible. I can't believe you would say something like this. And this one guy responded and he said, 60 million plus kids have been murdered since 1973 or have, you know, been aborted since 1973. It's not a stretch to say that abortion is worse than slavery.
It is.
And I was like, wow, this guy's probably thinking about it critically.
Yeah. First, before I go into my argument, that response of gross, I'm black. I can't believe you're saying that. I'm getting tons of comments about that. This is how dumb people are. People really think that
only black people have been enslaved.
That only black people
throughout history.
Oh God.
Hey, Dre, Dennis.
Yeah.
Load that up.
No comment. If B Souls were here, he would debunk this too. No comment. I don't want to go there. You know, I don't give a fuck about the Jimmys and Timmys that would somehow disagree with what I would say, but I don't.
Oh, okay. So E3 says, this is what happens when white counterparts speak on issues they haven't experienced or read upon. This person, your boy, feels shame that this woman is a part of the Asian community. This woman is Candace Owens' manager, too. Okay.
Being said, there definitely was, it's not exclusive to black people, of course, but I don't need to. Nah, I'm not doing it. Never mind. I'm not doing it.
Unk says, I think we're underestimating the number of young people that have no role models that are offline. They look at how mom/pop/etc. live, and they want to try to mimic the dumb shit they hear by the bag getters. If she's a bag getter, everybody doesn't need a podcast, bro. Everybody.
Yeah, I be feeling offended when like bitches or like niggas be tweeting, you do a podcast, da da da. But I'm like, bro, at least we ain't like that, bro. Oh my God.
And before we bring these guys up, Unc wants to know, what's the worst meal y'all ever tried to eat? How y'all get out of eating it? I already got it. My aunt, man, she thought she could cook any meal she ever made. So what me and my brother used to do is we just, you know, sit, play around with the food. And then when she got up to leave to, you know, she might have went to the bathroom or something like that. We quick get up, scrape it in the trash can. Scrape as much as we can in the trash can, but not too much because, you know, you got to make it seem like you eating, but not eating too fast. And then we just had to swallow the rest. Or when my cousin was there, this is sad to say. This is real fucked up to say. So we had a special needs cousin. And when my aunt left to get up, we would just scrape it on a special needs cousin's plate and keep it pushing. She liked the food. I don't know what to tell you.
Going to hell.
You're
going to
hell. You're not going to get me with that one. No, you got to do better than
that.
Oh,
man.
Yo, don't make that face no more. Stop.
But, you know, it's crazy. That's true. That's a true story. That's facts. No.
I know. Yeah, why would you make that
I believe,
up? Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say, genuinely believe you. I believe
dead
that.
Ass.
I believe you. And I believe you and Lo would do some shit like that. Y'all are terrible people.
Sure.
Me personally, the worst thing I've ever had to eat, it was during an AAU tournament. It was me and my dad, one of my teammates. He took me to this, it was an Indian spot right next to the hotel. Don't know why he chose Indian food before a basketball game, but that's what we were doing.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That is a setup. I took
one bite. I was like, yeah, this ain't working. Not going to say I scraped my food onto a special needs person's plate. I just didn't eat. I just sat there and watched them niggas eat and said, I'll eat something at concession stands after the game. That's personally the worst food I ever had to eat and had to find a way out of eating.
Oh, mine's is easy. I don't have a specific story, but anytime someone bought me fucking Burger King, that is the nastiest shit a human could consume. That shit, bro. You have 20 nuggets for a dollar. Some ain't right. Chicks on that shit eight for six. Wingstop says that shit more. So something about your chicken ain't chicken. The fuck? I had a Whopper one time on a trip from Maryland to ATL. You know, I have some family down ATL. Ate like five bites, instantly had to throw up. I didn't even know what it was at the time. I thought it was a fucking Big Mac. I woke up. She was like, "Babe, I got you a burger." I'm like, "Cool." Tried it again. Next thing I know, I'm puking. That shit is awful. We will never be sponsored. We will never get a free $1,000 of Burger King because I'm going to be pissed. Shit is awful.
Last one for Avalanche and insulin. He needs one from me. Avalanche. You know, when you're at the top of the mountain, you got to come down somehow. This one's pretty easy. Got to come down somehow. The best way, some may say skis, but I would say it's an avalanche. You get down quick, fast, and in a hurry. But once you reach the bottom, how do you get back to the top? You need to pump yourself back up. So
expensive doesn't equal good. You know what the fuck? I mean, motherfucker.
So when you come back up, you need something to bring you up.
Mm?
Just like when blood sugar goes down, you need that insulin to bring you back up. Avalanche insulin. That was awful, but listen.
Get out of here. He's Archibald. A wash king, chat. He's a wash king.
Archibald, how you doing?
Doing all right. Doing okay. I just came up here to... yeah, I'ma stick it to you straight. She don't really know what she's talking about. Like, when she says, like, Asians have been slaves too in this country. Okay, but we never face like the repercussions of like we are not like we're like Asians, even though we went through something like kind of whatever like that. We're still considered the model minority, stupid ass fucking label, but we're considered the model minority. Exactly. Still, whereas like with Black people, they still go through the struggle of what happened like to them. So it's like it's not the same, not even remotely close to the same. So like, I just wanted to educate my brothers and sisters that look like me that like don't ever compare our struggle to their struggle. Like, it's not the same.
Everybody has their own struggle. The issue is everybody wants to compare you everything to everything versus trying to just make it right.
Why do you want to dick measure the struggle? Yeah, like, what does that do for
it's
you?
It's weird.
Like, slavery and abortion is.
That's why it got it. I'm not giving that time of day at all. That got it.
It was nasty also when she paused, but go ahead.
Quick question. What's a pop artist you hate to admit you listen to?
I shouldn't hate this, but I listen to YoungBoy a lot, actually. I shouldn't hate this, though. He does make bad music.
You consider him pop?
Oh, I did say pop.
You can change it to.
Yeah, I'm about to say I don't listen to pop like that. Then, so I'd have to. I ain't gonna lie. I'm stereotypical. I listen to hip hop and R&B. With that being said, yeah, I'd say YoungBoy because he makes good music.
I would say for me, if we're not limiting it to just pop, and I can say anything now, Lil Peep, 347 Aiden, and Ed Sheeran. I'm not embarrassed about Ed Sheeran, actually. I'm not. I listen to Ed Sheeran, like, openly, so.
I don't think I have anything freaky, to be quite honest with you. I listen to stereotypical-ass people. I listen to, what's her name? Demi Lovato. But really? It's only like one. Oh no, Katy Perry. My bad,
Katy Perry. I never got it. No Katy slander. I just never got it.
Katy Perry used to go hard back in the.
Let me look up some of her songs because I probably like some of her songs. Hey,
she had a game on lock. That was a vibe.
I get that. That's a hard. That's a hard. That's a hard.
And then
she had the shit with Kanye back.
Oh, she's the one that made Roar.
I'm not even mad. I like the vibes. I like the vibes.
Is she the shorty that was like living in a firework? Is that her?
Yes, yes.
She hard. Yeah, now remembering her. Yeah,
that was like six songs. God damn.
She hard. She hard. Sorry, Katie. You are. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Catch you later.
All right, here's Archie.
Dang, that was the last Asian representative.
I ain't gonna lie, I was not expecting to be speaking Katy Perry for a good 45 seconds on this pod. Did not
think that was coming. Welcome to Keep It a Buck. The tangents are S tier.
Yo. All right, so that reaction video y'all posted for the MVPs. If you're not an MVP, they posted a reaction video for us.
Hey, it's so stupid, but fuck
hey, that shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie. Are y'all gonna keep posting those more often?
Yep. Yeah, for those that don't know what the hell he's talking about, MVPs. We have evolved past just the MVP streams. We truthfully chilling.
So yeah, Jennifer.
Shout out Jennifer. Shout out Jennifer. You know,
short end of the stick.
We still fuck with you. But yeah, so from this point forth, MVPs get offline content. We react to these kind of videos that you saw us do this entire stream, but we react to longer videos and therefore have a longer reaction. Should I say the topics? Should we say some of the videos we did, or is that too OD?
No, we can say it. We did.
We did an XXL cipher. Dom had a what was it? The
Kia Boys.
Honda Boy, the Kia Boys.
Shout out Kia Boys.
And then Jennifer is off of a girl that had ranked by attractive one of them Jubilee videos. So we're reacting to a bunch of shit over there. So I understand 25 some niggas ain't got it. Some niggas broke crazy. But if you want more content, we got that.
Hey, community's lit. These videos are lit. If you ain't spending that 25, you're doing it wrong. I'm not paid.
I feel it. Yo, niggas don't think we have like plants in the Q&A.
Yeah, we ain't tell them to say that.
We did not tell them to do that.
I take the promo, but we ain't tell them to say it.
Yo,
Medio, really bugging like that?
This nigga with the OF paw.
Yes, when you say yes, when you talk about beating women, yes, bro.
Nah, the beating women is crazy, but like the general, that's a preference, and we are pussy, bro. Americans in general are pussy. So in the general scheme of things, no, like in like a general scheme, I'm not saying individually, but like people is pussy, bro. And that's the point.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like he basically said, so general roles, that's a preference. I'm not mad at that. If you want general roles, you choose, then you want general roles.
Are you an Andrew Tate fan?
I don't disagree with a lot of what he said. He do be drilling sometimes.
Oh my god!
All right, so what's some that he said that you stand by?
Stand by mean like I would ride for it. I wouldn't ride for it, but I wouldn't want my shorty like working and shit like that. Like I wouldn't want that.
You don't want her working at all.
What's y'all's fascination with not letting women work?
I'm about to say
it's not. It's not letting. If I had a choice in it, if I had a choice in the matter, if she asked me for my opinion, I would say that. But if she wanted to go work, go ahead.
Why?
Why? To be at home.
That's you niggas ain't never lived with a woman. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all be saying this. Oh, my wife don't need to work shit until she's there 24/7. Every day you just come, she's there.
Forget how wild y'all mama is.
I've been, bro. I grew up in both types. Like I've seen around both types. I would prefer it if they were in the crib.
But what's the benefit? Like why do you feel like the best bet is for her to just not work? Like, what? I don't understand. That's what I don't understand.
I mean, I think you could still do it with, let's say her working, y'all got a kid, you could still make it work. Like, I don't disagree with that. But I think what I've seen in my individual experiences, I've seen that moms that are in the house, they have a stronger connection with their kids. And I plan on having a strong connection with my kids, but they'll be more open with at least a parent if she's there more. I feel like if they're neither of them are there.
Can I ask you this? Let's compare it to your situation now. Like, let's not do a hypothetical. Let's do a situation now. The ideal situation is you have a job where you're making enough to support your significant other being able to stay home 24/7. But y'all don't have a kid. Like, it's literally just you and her and the fucking dog. Like, it's y'all.
Then do your thing.
Do you still want to live like she doesn't have to work? No. It's just you and her. Like, it's just you and her in the crib. You still don't want her to work?
No. Go do your thing. But it would be like, so in my tradition, what I grew up in is like one of the kids is going to end up watching with one of the parents too. It's no like nursery home shit, none of that. So the wife is also helping out with your parents or her parents, depending on which one's living with us.
This has a lot to do with family type shit. So you're saying this more so when you got a family at the crib and shit like that, you would prefer the wife being home. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, if you buy yourselves, you will want her to work, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want her.
Okay, that makes more sense. I can see that.
You're getting too many tomatoes, brother.
I just don't understand the fascination of a parent and child relationship in today's society. I don't get it. Like, why do niggas and bitches want a parent child situation going on? I don't get it.
Yo,
how you doing, brother?
Yo, good. Quick question: if you're going to a party, okay, someone gives you the ox, what is the one song you will play to get everybody hyped?
Teenage Dream. I don't know.
If it's the type of parties I'm going to, my go-to to get the vibes to see how niggas is feeling, I'm going Book Bag 2.0, Big K Breezy.
You're annoying. I just gotta
make sure I'm playing it safe, or anything with Pooh Shiesty right now. Pooh Shiesty and Big 30 can't miss.
At a party, that's actually true. If I feel like, first of all, don't ever give me the aux. I'm playing Soul Train, whatever that shit is. If I gave you, I'm fucking it up. Then I'm putting on the Coil Ray XXL. We all get money. Oh yeah, God. Yeah. I'm going.
Oh, he's trying to get thrown out the party. I get it.
But if I had to, like, you know, don't meet the woo shit. I ain't gonna steal chat answer with Finito, but I would say I ain't gonna lie. Love Sosa, Hate Being Sober is arguable. Earned It. Yeah, Chief Keef solos.
Yeah.
Earned It really my habit.
Earned It was it. That's my answer.
Dreams and Nightmares, of course, is a cop out. Lil Baby Freestyle is the one where I kind of stretch a little bit though, because I ain't gonna lie. That's national anthem. So you got endless options, but I'd say Earned It. I'd say Earned It. Earned It got it.
I thought that EA by Young Nudie and 21 Savage.
Nah, I hate that song. This DJ at the Fillmore played that shit six times, three times in a row. Yeah, 3 times in a row.
So, oh yeah, bro.
On God, I could call motherfuckers because every time I say something, I'm capped. I could call motherfuckers. That shit played them 6 times, 3 times back to back to back.
earned it, and then Red Ops is coming right after that. I'm gonna see what type of time is that.
And then
right after that, if the timing is right, Finato got to come on next, and either the party's either shot up after that, mm-hmm. or we're in a good space. So
if it's a cookout, safe answer of all time is Cupid Shuffle. If it's a cookout, safest answer.
I hate that song so fucking
much. It's safe, though.
My ass. Yeah, whatever, nigga. I'm putting Childish Gambino on. I ain't gonna lie. I'm at the cookout. I'm throwing Childish Gambino on. That keeps the young niggas happy.
No matter what you say or what you do.
Not even that. I'm playing fucking, what you call it? Redbone. I'm playing Me and Your Mama. I'm playing,
I thought you was playing This Is America. Me. That's not.
But no, let me ask y'all. Oh no, y'all niggas are disgusting. Y'all niggas are disgusting. What would you say you guys are rated in your friend group with the Ox? Because I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I'm S tier.
I'm about to say I'm the go-to with the Ox for my friend group.
Them niggas know I crank. Everybody I've ever been around says, damn, like you actually got a W playlist every time.
A tier. It's not S, but it's high.
I play my playlist at work out loud at the gas station. I'm putting niggas on the music all day, every day.
Yeah, facts.
I'm about to be a DJ at this point. I'm like two more. Hey, yo, nigga, who is this? Away from just being a DJ. I promise you.
I swear to God, I've thought about being a DJ.
Strange enough, like all my friends have like drastically different play styles. Right now.
That's true.
You have DJ equipment with you?
On God, right now. I got the box and everything.
This was a planned performance. This was a planned performance. This was a planned performance.
Now I'm joking.
I got it. Okay.
Nigga, you go hit some keys. Nigga, hit me with that. Hit me with that DJ Khaled. Nigga, start pressing some shit. Let me
hear something. Hell nah. I ain't got that shit. I ain't got that shit ready.
Let's get out of here, man.
That's crazy.
I'm prepared, man.
He just became a DJ. This nigga bought it today. Crazy.
All my friends have drastically different like music styles, so I don't know. I've never seen
family
this person
ties.
Before.
TSO, family ties ain't going crazy in the party. No hands will go dumber than family ties.
Anthony says the only reason why Tate talks the way he does is because 90% of the world can't lay hands on him. I have a gun.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah. My motherfuckers talk crazy like niggas ain't on gunplay. That is just reality.
That's a fact.
Yo, okay, I'm about to start college in 3 weeks. Y'all got any advice?
Have fun. I ain't shit, so I'm not the best person for advice. I did 5 years instead of four because I was a fuck up twice, so I'm not the best. But I would say this. Learn your lessons and have fun, truth be told. You're going to spend money, maybe you have fun doing it.
I would say as the dropout of the group, I only did one semester, but I ain't going to lie. I'll never forget that one semester I did. It was some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. Enjoy the experience. Like, enjoy those however long you're there, whether you're there for 2 years and say, fuck it, whether you're there for 4 years and graduate, or you're like Sage and you fuck up twice and you're there for five. Just enjoy that shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm on 8 right now. I think it's 8, to be honest with you. Yeah, graduate in May. what's it called?
Shit.
First semester, don't say no to anything. Do everything, bro.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. That's my biggest regret, that I can't say I'm an alumna and shit like that. Nah.
Do literally everything. If you see a poster for some shit at 6 o'clock, go swing by. Even if it don't sound, if it's the kitten club, go swing by.
Yeah,
the kitten club, you're gonna find some pussy. So hey, do what you do. Just don't say no to anything.
Just have fun, bro. Just make your own fun. Learn how to have fun by yourself. That's what I still struggle with. I can't go on vacations alone. I'm trying to build that confidence to go to like Turks or some shit by myself. Nah, learn how to have fun by yourself, bro.
And let me ask, are you going to college out of state? Like, are you going like away from home?
It's like 5 miles away.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So well, regardless,
miles. I'm tripping. I'm at 5 hours.
5 hours? Oh, nigga.
Yeah.
Go,
oh,
yeah. Stupid.
So
go.
listen.
Well, you ain't got nothing to lose.
I'm about to say, listen, this is a fresh start, nigga. You're not the nigga you were in high school anymore. You're not
that
nigga.
I said 5 miles, like that's about 20 yeah, minutes said, away.
All of us. Oh, I mean.
You're still in town, nigga. All right.
Bro goes like this. Yeah. Now there's campus.
He can see the school from his window.
Oh, shit.
But nah, no, that's like, it's a new experience, nigga. You a whole different nigga. It's a fresh start, bro. Embrace the fresh start. I've seen a lot of niggas I went to college with a couple niggas I went to high school with. Every nigga I seen in college that I went to high school with, total different nigga and female. Like you wouldn't have known these people were who they really were. Everyone, fresh start.
I will say this, bro, bro. The bit of safety. I don't know if you're into drugs like that. You don't gotta expose yourself. Yeah. Don't take no pills.
Careful. There you
go. No, I'm not.
Be careful.
Listen, at the most, listen.
I'll stick to gas.
I just smoke one. Okay. Thank you. Stick to gas. And if you're not a drinker, don't become a drinker. No. All right.
Yeah.
Don't
let niggas pressure.
Fuck beer. All right. Maybe take a shot or two. Maybe, but don't become a drinker. Stick to your gas, bro. That's it.
Yeah. As a part time alcoholic. Yeah. Nah. Do that. Do that shit if you want to do that shit. Don't let no motherfucker pressure you to get drunk. Being high and being drunk is two different feelings, bro.
Oh, and don't smoke pre rolls. Somebody said in the chat. If you
make sure,
like,
I'm pretty sure you know that. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. No. I will say this. It's in hindsight or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, blah blah blah. You will be in situations. Situations will occur and pop up randomly where you're just offered weed or you fall into some shit. So it's really a judgment call. Always play it safe at the end of the day. It, for me, it's easy to be like, oh yeah, make sure niggas roll shit. I remember walking to a football game and niggas walked up. Hey, yo, blood, you want this? Shit, yeah. Wasn't even thinking. Who's going to say no to a free blunt?
Yeah.
But in hindsight, super dangerous. Don't recommend it. So always play it safe. Make sure you watch niggas roll whatever you rolling in smoking, bro. Don't give the nigga the money. He come back with the shit rolled already. Don't do nothing.
Nah, yeah.
Last thing, I don't want to drag it, but nah, chat brought it up. Don't let the bad bitches get you in the shrooms, bro. Every girl want to try shrooms once, bro.
I'm trying to go MILF hunting.
Unless you want to.
You can say yeah. Now the shrooms one. You live in the Northeast, don't you? Either in the Northeast or the West Coast.
Yeah, I live in Philly.
Yeah, bro. That's the opioid. You're in the opioid center, bro. Yeah. But... All right, bro.
Appreciate it though.
Nigga said 5 miles. Do y'all know somebody that's ever like died?
Huh? Wait, what?
Not you, Christian. Not you. Do y'all know somebody that's died from fentanyl?
It's a real big thing going on right now.
Crazy as fuck.
Yeah. Christian, not you. Jesus Christ. not you right now. Yeah. What's it called? Yeah, I actually do know a couple people that have died from fentanyl. And
yeah. What is good
Hey guys, that's my sister. I'm sorry.
Why you ask her to do that to you?
Me personally.
That nigga got mushed. Mushed like 12 times.
Why you ask her to do that to you?
No, okay. I didn't ask her to do it to me. It's just that my mom had yelled at me for like a glass pot and she got mad at me, so she started yelling at me, pushing my head.
Why is like, you know, as a child, I'm not gonna CPS report, but as a child, I've had some bullshit happen to me. My mom has never walked up to me while I'm wearing a cap at that, you motherfucker. Just kept pushing. That has never happened.
Nah, can't say this happened to me.
You signed today? You look like you got a hat.
This is a hat. For like a hockey team in Philly.
What's your question, bro?
Okay, so my question is this year, I'm leaving my current high school to go and go to this other high school because I'm moving to like a different city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I play football, and my current high school at one point was like the number one team in Pennsylvania, like they were like really good, but now I'm going to this other school that they went 2-8, like they suck bad, and like I hate losing, so like how do I like adapt to like losing every game this year?
You adapt to being a loser. You don't. Me personally, anything I've done, I know I'm not an uber athlete, but anything I've ever done, I'm not copacetic with losing. I tried to pull some LeBron shit. So you don't. Maybe you can spark a culture change if you're that nice with it. But I don't adapt to losing.
I would say personally, if them niggas are known losers. Shake the shit up, nigga. You're a big dog on campus. These niggas are losers. You're not. All right, let your nuts hang. That's one thing personally I say I regret not doing in my high school career. I just endured being a role player. I just, you know, kept my head down, shook hands, kissed ass. Bro, let your fucking nuts hang, bro. It is what it is, bro. Let them niggas know you are you and keep it pushing.
What's it called? What grade are you going to?
11th.
Damn, it's cooked for you. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna say, ain't no
What position you play?
Wide receiver, running back.
Let's try to switch to QB. You'll get. Hey, I'm telling you why. You'll get the ball every time, and you can make a play. Other than that, yes, the system is already there. You're not young coming up with some guys, so you can like, yo, bro, let's work out a little extra. Everything is already set there, so just try, yeah, get the ball and try to run it. Coach, I play a little QB too. No, you don't.
Listen, running back, listen, quarterback, running back, and you already say you play receiver. Play, just tell them you play anything that requires getting the ball or having the ball, like Omar said. Lie. Tell them you play quarterback. Ain't threw a lick of a football your whole life. You're a quarterback though. Yeah. Fuck it.
You could throw some. Like you could throw a ball, right? You could throw a football.
Yeah. Like I could throw a ball like 30 yards, but that's it though. Like that's why you can
you'll train.
If you go to an ass school, I'm pretty sure y'all don't run no pass and attack, my nigga. Yeah, y'all
you fast, nigga. You'll be Lamar Jackson. Just run.
Yeah, bro. All right, Pops, get that strong ass.
Especially with high school coaches, they eat that shit up. Oh, we got the next one.
Strong as hell. Let's finish this out.
Oh, my God.
Last four.
Yo.
You look like Unk's cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. What, bro? What do you want? What do you want, bro? Anyways.
W Stature.
Hey, Dom, that was a W song, by the way. Big K BZ, I believe. That was a good. What do you want, bro? What do you want? No. Anyways. what restaurant do you think is gonna use that pink sauce first, bro?
Applebee's.
Applebee's.
Honestly, I was 20 with a side of pink sauce.
Applebee's.
But I was thinking Burger King was definitely gonna find a way to use that, bro.
Oh my god.
Burger King loves fake food, but it's too expensive. Right. And burgers, $20 a bottle. $20 a bottle.
Yeah, they just gonna put more water in it.
Probably. Burger King locked. Fair enough.
Pepto Bismol. Appreciate the question.
All right.
Pink Panther jizz.
Cosmo and Wanda are wild.
Mario sends us $10.
Oh shit!
Why do y'all act like it's so surprising? Well,
oh my god, the porn intros are back. Crazy.
I'm sorry. All right. So, quick thing about the.
I didn't see
that. Sorry. I was going to say, quick question. Do any of y'all, I don't want to sound racial, but do any of y'all listen to country music at all? I'm a Latino man myself, and I've always had like the side eye anytime I pop some country on. So I don't know if that ever happened.
I mean, if it's not Tim McGraw, I'm not gonna listen to it.
Yeah,
so.
Billy Ray got some bangers. Miley Cyrus got some bangers, and Lil Nas did something. That's it.
I listened to Mickey James one time, but that was more to look at Mickey James rather than listen to Mickey James. Shout out Mickey James.
The wrestler that kiss bitches? Or?
Yeah, she does country music too. So.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And she got her taste.
I know the stream's about to end. Just two quick anime questions for Sage. Sage, have you seen that Dragon Ball fan animation Legends that's been popping off on YouTube lately?
Yeah, I reacted to it. It's cool. I'm not going to like gawk it. Because I know everybody wants you to be dumb animated whenever they like something. But it was definitely good. Definitely good. I watched part two or whatever.
Labor of love. And are you, I was going to say, I don't know how long you've been an anime fan, but are you hyped for the return of Bleach coming October? Were you ever a Bleach fan back in the day?
I've never seen a second of Bleach. Maybe as a kid, I've glimpsed it. But all I know about Bleach is they got good music and people try to put Ichigo in fights that he can't win. But that's it. It's sad that I know certain shit about Bleach only because Bleach fans don't shut up, but that's it.
I feel it. Nah, but once again, thank you very much for letting me ask dumbass questions. And for Damo, fins up. I'm telling y'all, them Dolphins hey, getting fans. The Super Bowl.
Peace. Goddamn right. That's why I like this guy.
I don't believe that.
Man, I surely fuck you.
He said that to get a yes. I don't believe that shit.
Yep. All right. So, for the Red Pill community, do you feel like a lot of the people in the Red Pill community don't really have strong female figures in their lives, and that's why they feel like they're able to say that shit?
I feel like they.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was not even paying attention to what you said, bro.
I'll repeat.
Yeah, go ahead, repeat it for him.
All right, so I'm saying, do you feel like a lot of the people in the Red Pill community, or like the people that are like getting influenced by it, or they're just saying, or the influencers saying it, don't have a lot of like strong female figures in their lives, so that's why they're saying all that like stuff they're saying.
No, I think these niggas got moms and sisters and cousins that they love and respect. I just think that niggas are doing things for a bag, bro. That community is nothing but niggas saying the most wildest shit about women. And like Omar said earlier, shit is just getting wilder and wilder. And we've seen in every other community, that's been the way niggas grow. When it came to the vlog community, niggas had to go crazier and crazier with the vlogs. When it came to the prank community, pranks was only real when you got crazier and crazier with it. So now with this Red Pill Metaverse shit, it's niggas that's going with the craziest backgrounds and say the craziest shit and do the craziest shit. Like, punch women and have sex slaves. Now that's the guy in the spotlight. So, I mean, I don't think it's a lack of female role models.
I forgot about that.
No, crazy. I'd say, yeah, I don't want to generalize and say that everyone or majority, but not that I have sympathy for the Red Pill community, but I don't want to generalize it like that. But I think that it's they're probably more so on the contradictory side, where their mom is somebody that they believe is strong or whatever. She's an exception, but then everybody else is just like a bitch. That's probably what I'd run with if I had to say something.
Okay. All right. Hey, go to sleep, bro. All right, let's get Christian in here and get the fuck on up out of here.
Facts.
I just wanted to talk about the Asian lady and the white guy. It's just very ironic that they bring up slavery. And I feel like it's between a mix between miseducation and misinformation. Like, you compare, it's always a struggle off between people. It's always like, it's like the Chappelle joke that he made, that Jews and black people try to have a struggle off between each other, trying to figure out who had the worst, the Holocaust was bad, but slavery was worse. Like, why is there always a struggle off? Every situation is unique.
You know, black people don't do that, though.
Black people don't do that. No, some black people do. Thing. No, Omar, some black people do that to other black people, though.
That I would say isn't relevant, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's
not. No, I'm not saying it's relevant.
Yo, we had racism harder in Virginia than North Carolina.
It's like the joke that people make. Oh, you lived in the suburbs compared to you live in the hood. People do that. Like,
that's what I was saying. That's real. That I would agree with, and we've even talked about that. But I wouldn't say that's that's too on this scale. But I see what you mean.
But
go ahead.
Damn, he's getting dark. Anyways, either way, as an Asian person themselves, they've been through a lot of stuff in this country. They got put into internment camps in World War II because they were Asian. It was considered the Red Scare, and everybody was scared because it was going to be Asian spies. They were going to take over the
for like 2 months.
It's crazy to even fathom you saying that abortion is equal to slavery. It's so many people died during slavery that it's not even documented. People die on the boat, literally getting tossed over the boat. Hundreds of thousands of people didn't even make it here yet. Man. And that's lineages on top of lineages.
Man, it's sad that, like, just to give y'all some content, I guess, because everybody's come to Q&A about it, even though you're the last one. I'd say it's sad that they want to do a death counter thing when they don't account for the people that survived, but their mom and dad are, one's in California, one's in Texas, you're in Maine, and you'll never meet them. You probably didn't even learn their name. You'll just never meet them. Like, they're trying to make it a death numbers counting game. They probably done the research on the Holocaust. The Holocaust, and they've been like, all right, bet we have more numbers than them. Now let's go to the black community and slavery, because they already know that, like, that's the premier target. It's so fucking whack. I don't know.
They cooking Christian. We gotta see about a Christian this week.
What did I do?
Archie said, don't speak on my people. I already addressed it. He shut that down. He shut it down. He stepped in these holes. Yeah, nah. Look, man, I had a great time. I had a great time tonight. I think we got some good things in the works next week. If you're not in the Discord, join the Discord. No cap. But until somebody said abortion. Hey, cookie, you Christian. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, cookie, you. Sage, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, people. Outside of the corny promo earlier, definitely get in Discord if anything, if you want to chat it up. I'm probably going to play some of the 2K games tonight. PS5 next gen. Stop, you Xbox bastards. You don't have it. You stop asking me. It's like, fuck.
PS5 it's not cross plat.
No, no, it's not. 2K sucks. 2K's ass.
All
right, Chad, it's been your mom for Midnight Snack. And we about to be in the Discord playing that Multiverses that came out. That is cross-plat. So PS4, PS5, Xbox, next-gen Xbox, Nintendo Switch. I don't know about you PC niggas.
I heard it wasn't on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, fuck the Switch. I don't care. Oh, great. I'm glad I got an Xbox. If I didn't, I'd have been out back with this fucking Switch that I don't play. But anyway, we're not here to talk about
y'all. Crazy.
Anyway, we're going to be in the Discord playing some Multiverses going crazy. Y'all should definitely join up and come in here and catch these hands. I'm main Superman and Iron Giant and Harley Quinn. I'm a dirt ball, bitch.
That's nasty. A Superman main.
Yes. And until Superman next time, bye, guys.